الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah عز وجل, it is the month of Milad, the month of Rabi'un Nur, that month in which the greatest of mankind sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam was sent to this world. And yes, today we have an extremely special program. What is it that's so special about the program? Inshallah, you shall soon find out. But before that, let's listen to the verses of the glorious Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم يسبح له ما في السماوات وهو العزيز الحكيم آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel Alhamdulillah the name of the program is the blessings of Milad. No doubt this month is full of blessings. And yes, I said we have a surprise. I think everybody is already aware. MashaAllah, we have a guest of honor who everybody, each and every one of you, is already aware of who they are. They don't require an introduction. It's none other than Haji Abdullah Habib Attari. Damat barakatum al-aliyah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them a long and healthy life to continue doing the work of deen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me for their sake. But these honourable brothers, yes, alhamdulillah, we do have our mobiles here along with us. We also have, mashallah, Hafiz Rafaqat Sahib Ammar Bhai and our Naad Khana. As usual, we begin by listening to the verses of the glorious Quran, which is then followed by the praise of the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. For that, alhamdulillah, we have our Naad Khan. Let's listen to some praise of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Salli ala nabiyyina, salli ala nabiyyina, salli ala muhammadin, padhiye salli ala shafiyyina, salli ala shafiyyina, salli ala muhammadin. Salli ala shafi'ina, salli ala muhammadin. Munawwar meri aankhon ko mere shamso duha kar de. Munawwar meri aankhon ko mere shamso duha kar de. Munawwar meri aankhon ko mere shamso duha kar de. Munawwar mere shamso duha kar de. Munawwar meri aankhon ko mere shamso duha kar de. Ghamon ki dhoop mein wo saaya zulfe duta kar de. Ghamon ki dhoop mein wo saaya zulfe duta kar de. Ghamon ki dhoop mein wo saaya zulfe duta kar de. Jahan bani ata kar de, bhari jannat piba kar de. Jahan bani ata kar de, bhari jannat piba kar de. Nabi Mukhtar kul hai jisko jo chahe ata kar de. Nabi Mukhtar kul hai jisko jo chahe ata kar de. Nabi Mukhtar kul hai jisko jo chahe ata kar de. Jahan mein unki chalti hai wo dam mein kya se kya kar de. Jahan mein unki chalti hai wo dam mein kya se kya kar de. Zameen ko aasmaan kar de, suraiya ko sara kar de. Zameen ko aasmaan kar de, suraiya ko sara kar de. Nabi Mukhtar kul hai jisko jo chahe ata kar de.
Aur har ik mauje bala ko
میرے مولانا خدا کر دے ہر ایک موج بلا کو میرے مولانا خدا کر دے میری مشکل کو یوں آسان میرے مشکل کشا کر دے میری مشکل کو یوں آسان میرے مشکل کشا کر دے نبی مختار کل ہے جس کو جو چاہے عطا کر دے اور تمنا دل اشرف بس اتنی ہے سر کو سر بس اتنی ہے سر کو سر تمنا دل اشرف بس اتنی ہے سر کو سر جب کا جام کو سر دے جب کا جام کو سر دے لبے اقدس لگا کر دے جب کا جام کو سر دے لبے اقدس لگا کر دے جب کا جام کو سر دے لبے اقدس لگا کر دے نبی مختار کل ہے جس کو جو چاہے عطا کر دے کسی کو وہ رلاتے ہیں کسی کو کو جو چاہے عطا کر دے مجھے کیا فکر ہو اختر میرے یاور ہے وہ یاور مجھے کیا فکر ہو اختر مجھے کیا گرفتارے بلا کر دے مجھے کیا فکر ہو اختر میرے یاور ہے وہ یاور بلاؤں کو میری جو خود گرفتارے بلا کر دے نبی مختار کل ہے جس کو جو چاہے عطا کر دے منور میری آنکھوں کو میرے شمسوں دعا کر دے
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم ملی سامن برادرز اینڈ ویوز آف مدنی چینل الحمدللہ عز و جل The name of the program is the Blessings of Milad. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, we are in the blessed month of Milad. And alhamdulillah, we are from those Muslims, really. We are from those Muslims who celebrate the beautiful birth of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear Samir brothers and viewers of Madina channel, as usual, we bring to you a new topic today, again, discussing about the greatest of mankind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You know, sometimes we speak about his blessed name, Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sometimes we speak about him being Noor, you know, the manifestation, the light of Subhanallah, Nuru min Nurillah, light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear Islam brothers, sometimes we speak about subhanallah, as we did, you know, about the blessed hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the blessed beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And today, inshaAllah azza wa jal, we shall be listening to the greatness in terms of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his authority, the authority of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. No doubt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent the Holy Quran, and with the Holy Quran he had sent Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala sallam was given many miracles and also the keys of khazain al-ard, the mafatihu khazain al-ard, meaning the keys of the treasures of the whole world. What does it mean by this? Let's find out more. Let's ask our mubaligh. Alhamdulillah, we have our respected Hadith Sahib along with us today. So let's start with him, inshallah. Hadith Sahib, you can start from wherever you wish, inshallah.
As your topic is the authority of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and today's kalam is also that particular, the very relevant for our topic, that Nabi Mukhtar Kul hain, jisko jo chahe ata karna. Actually, it is the I can say that we can interpret it in all our silsila, that particular, you know, couplet, that Nabi Mukhtar Kul hain, jisko jo chahe ata karna. There are so many ahadees when we learn about the authority of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before we start the topic, a very beautiful and very heart-touching couplet which MashaAllah Nath Huan recited, that what a beautiful, you know, takhayyul, imagination, that first of all, every follower, every servant, every, you know, ghulam of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam always have a we can say the hope, and always have a request in his mind that at the day of judgment we'll get the a cup of or glass of Hauzat Kawthar with Rasulullah, with the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is very big, big mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that particular hauz. And in ahadith there is a beautiful word that, you know, that you brothers from UK, and you are, when you came here in the hot season, when we are thirsty, one or two glasses is not enough. We need more and more water. After 1 hour, we need more water. But on the day of judgment, when the sun only 1.25 mile away, the earth on with the copper, how much heat over there, and how much water we need on that day. But look at the blessing of that beautiful water. Sharbatan hani'atam mari'a. La nazma'u ba'dahu abada. As Hadith said that particular hose, that particular glass of beautiful water, anybody if drink on that day, once he didn't, you know, face thirst again. The thirst is finished on only one glass. But look at the imagination and beautiful request that, Ya Rasulullah, I hope on the day of judgment you will give me the glass of water, give me a glass of kawthar with your hand. But it's more good, my request is that when you give me with the touch with your beautiful lips.
Subhanallah.
Jab aaka jaame kausar dein, labe akdas laga ke dein. Yakeen karein. I make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that all of you and all the viewers of Madinah channel go again and again towards Madinah.
Amen.
And when you are in the front of Rauza Rasul, in front of Gumbad-e-Khazra, and you have a cup of zamzam in your hand, recite this durood on that time. Yakeen karein. I didn't explain. I have a, not have word to explain this type of feeling. Subhan. That if you, in front of Rauza Rasul, and you have a glass of Zamzam in your hand, and say that Tamanna e dil e ashraf, bas itni hai labe kausar, jab aaka jaam e kausar dein, labe akdas laga.
Subhanallah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, accept our this request. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala ke karam se, Allah kare hamari ye dua kabool ho. Nabi paak ki shafqat farma de qiyamah ke din, to isse badi kya saadat ho.
So one thing is asking for something, the other thing is asking for the best thing.
Look at Hauz-e Kawthar ka jaam hi mil jana badi baat hai. Aala Hazrat ne kaha na, tere sadqe mujhe ek boond bahut hai teri, ek drop bhi bahut hai. Tere sadqe mujhe ek boond bahut hai teri, jis din achhon ko mile jaam chhalakta tera. Achhon ko to chhalakte jaam milenge. Ya Rasulullah, I'm a sinner, I just need one drop. If I get this, it's more for me. But ye jo sher hai na, ye beyond imagination hai. Subhanallah, bahut khoobsurat. So we are talking about the authority, and mashallah, so many ahadees, so many riwayat on that particular topic. Let me start with the one beautiful hadith e pak. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam making khutbah on the day of Jummah on Minbar Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once Arabi, can say the man from the village of Madina Munawwara, he came in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked, Ya Rasulullah, from so long there is no rain, We are thirsty. Our houses, our even the animals, everybody is thirsty, and we need water. And look at the belief of Sahaba Ikram, the companions of Rasulullah. Always they came in the court of Rasulullah. Even they need water, even they need rain.
Allah.
And they're asking Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah give us the rain. And the ahadith, the words of ahadith, the summary of ahadith is that there is no cloud on that time on sky. Rasulullah raise his hands and make dua, starting dua. And Ravi said that between the dua, during the dua, the clouds like a mountain, they come
Allah,
apparently.
Allah.
And before the Rasulullah come down from the minbar, khutbah khatam hone se pehle, the rain started, and the rain started extensively. Musladhar barish hoti hai. Aur itni barish hui ke Rasulullah ki jo beard hai, mubarak daadi se pani ke katre gir rahe the. Acha, ab dua to ho gayi. Ek din guzra, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, continue raining. Allahu Akbar, next Friday a gaya. Hadith ke alfaz mein, that particular villager, sahabi or any other, stand in the court of Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, please make dua to stop the rain.
Allahu,
there are so many water in our city and everybody is now, you know, dubne ke kareeb ho gaye, hamari cheeze bhar gayi hain. Again, the belief of sahaba, if they need rain, they want to stop the rain. They come in the court of Rasulullah, they don't go anywhere else. And Rasulullah do not deny them that why you come in my court. He raises his hand again and look at the authority. What particular you want to learn today? That authority. We have some people in Pakistan or in abroad, they have authority in this area. If they order something, it will become happen because they are ministers, maybe they sometime they have from a government. But look at the authority. He's on earth that time, in his particular member, and he raised his finger towards a sky, and what he said, Allahumma hawa alayna wala alayna. What is the meaning of that? Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, the rain will come not towards us, out of Madinah Munawwara. And what he did, he raised his finger like this, and Ravi said that whenever Rasulullah, you know, make gesture towards the sky, badal katne lage.
Allah.
Then sky become clear. Madina like a bowl. Madina pyaale ki tarah ho gaya. Uske upar ka asman clear ho gaya. Sideon pe barish baras rahi hai. Allahumma hawa alayna wala alayna. Ye authority kiske paas hai? Ke jidhar ungli uthai, badal katte chale gaye. And the villagers from outside of Madina, when they came in Madina, they said that outside the rain is going on.
Allah.
But in Madina Munawwara there is no rain because Rasulullah make dua, Allahumma hawa alayna wala alayna. And particular on Mu'jiza, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahlus Sunnah, beautiful couplet that,
Allah.
Jinko su'e asma, phaila ke jalthal bhar diye. Jinko su'e asma, phaila ke jalthal bhar diye. Sadqa un haathon ka pyare, humko bhi darkar.
Subhanallah.
Lekin ye wo haath hain jo uth jaye to jal thal bhar diya karte hain.
Subhanallah.
Nabi mukhtar kul hain jisko jo chahe ata kare.
He also talks about the sahaba ikram, their aqeedah.
Yeah.
They didn't go to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, Ya Rasulullah, maybe you can help us. They went with the aqeedah that, Ya Rasulullah, you can help us. And Allah Ta'ala has given you that permission that you will help us.
Nahi sunta hi nahi, mangne wala. Whatever they ask, whatever they need, they go in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they get from there because nahi sunta hi nahi.
Respected brothers and viewers of Madini Channel, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, you know, this has started us off beautifully. And started us off with a shi'r. There was a poetry, the couplet of Ala Hazrat Sayyidi Imam Ahmed Rida Khan, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Majaddid of the 14th century. Now many of you may be thinking that yes, finally we have somebody who can explain the ash'ar. Alhamdulillah, you know, we'll make use of Hadith Sahib in that matter. As mashallah, Hafiz Rifaqat Sahib previously was being a bit modest, you can say. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we shall continue to listen to the couplets of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmed Rida Khan, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Let's move to, mashallah, we have Ammar Bhai. Ammar Bhai, the authority of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Firstly, what do we mean by authority? Yes, he was a messenger.
I think authority is already clear, you know, from what mashallah, Jibril Habib Sahib has mentioned. In general, we can see that the power that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was granted, you know, the control that he was granted. And to the extent that it is a belief of the Ahlus Sunnah that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been given authority in every way, for example, in terms of Sharia.
Subhanallah.
Something which is impermissible for everybody.
Allah.
If he wants, he can make it permissible for one particular person or for whomsoever he wants.
So something which is not permissible, he can make it permissible.
Something which is general for everybody, that everybody must do this.
Allah.
But then he can pick a person, so he can tell him, you know what, you're an exception, you don't have to do this. See, and likewise, in terms of the world, you know, for example, the sun, the moon, the sky, like I just mentioned, all of these, even though they're not part of, in terms of any Shari'i rulings, but even over those, the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has authority. So he has authority in terms of the religious rulings. And along with that, anything else, to the extent that if he wishes, he can even resurrect the dead.
Allah.
So, you know, all of these are authorities and powers. This is the power that our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given. For example, let me just give you one example of where a Shari'i ruling. You've studied, mashallah, Hafizab, very knowledgeable indeed, and Hafizab. What are the sort of, if somebody breaks his fast, you know, he was keeping a fast of Ramadan, but he's purposefully broken it. So what are the sort of, what does he do?
Either free a slave, otherwise
either free a slave.
Fast for 60 days, or he must feed 60 people.
He must fast for 60 days consecutively. If there's a break, then he has to restart. Or he must feed 60 masakin, so 60 people, he must feed them. Obviously, poor people that are in terms of Sharia, the ruling of the definition of Sharia. These are the only three things, you know. Have you read any other?
No other option.
The scholars, they say there is no other option. So these are the only three options. But in the court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an Arabi, a Bedouin, a villager you could say, he comes and he says, Ya Rasulullah, that I was in the state of fasting and I went close to my wife. And, you know, now this action was not allowed during the state of fasting. I did whatever I did. And this was not allowed. So the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave him those three choices. You know, are you able to free a slave?
Whoa.
He said, no, Ya Rasulullah. What about, can you fast for a consecutive 60 days? No, I could not even complete one. How am I going to complete 60 days in a row?
Yeah.
So then the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says to him that, can you feed 60 poor people? And he says, no. So the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam instructs him to wait. And after a while, the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam there are some dates that are brought to the court, in the court of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says to him that, take these and distribute these, give these to the poor people in Medina.
Allah.
And he said that, Ya Rasulullah, there is no one more needy than I am in Medina. And the narration states that the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he started to smile until his blessed teeth became apparent.
Allah.
So there are different ways of smiling of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which I described. Sometimes he would smile, and then sometimes he would smile so much that his blessed teeth would become apparent. So he smiled so much, and he says that, go, take these and feed them to your family, and that is you have paid back. Your kafara is done. You have your recompense, that you were, expiation that you were meant to give is done. So this, you know, and this is in the glorious Quran. This order, and this kafara, this expiation, this method of expiation, and these options, they're mentioned in the Quran. But there is nothing mentioned in the Quran that, you know, take the days and give them to your own family, and you've done what you were meant to do.
Allah.
So this was the authority that our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had on the spot. On the spot, he told him, you do that, and you've done what you needed to do.
Now, I think you understand very easily the couplet of Ala Hazrat. You said that we want to learn something about the couplets and the shayari of Ala Hazrat. Bakhuda khuda.
Allahu Akbar.
نہیں اور کوئی مفر مکر جو وہاں سے ہو یہیں آ کے ہو جو یہاں نہیں وہ وہاں نہیں. Look at whatever Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, it is Sharia. In the terminology of Shariat, one beautiful word is used, that Nabi Pak صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is the Shari. Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is actually, he have authority that whatever he say, it is Shariat. And whatever he want to remove, he have authority. Like the expiation which Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم mashallah said, and it's done. MashaAllah. Ba khuda khuda ka yahi hai.
Ba khuda khuda ka yahi hai dar. Nahi aur koi makar makar. Ba khuda khuda ka yahi hai dar. Nahi aur koi makar makar. Jo wahan se ho yahi aake ho. Jo wahan se ho yahi aake ho. جو وہاں سے ہو یہی آگے ہو جو یہاں نہیں تو وہاں نہیں صلو علیہ وآلہ صلو علیہ وآلہ.
One of the things that Amar bhai mentioned, the Waqia, the ulama, they discuss this and they say that The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been alimul ghaib. He knows what that person, well, you know, his halal, everything he knows about him. So the question was that, can you do this? Not that you have to do it. Can you do this? Can you fast for 60 days? Can you do this? Can you do that? Because he knew that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew that he is very, very poor. And that's why at the end he was smiling. So alhamdulillah azawajal, there's another waqia similar, you know, to the aqeedah of the sahaba-i kiram. The love they had for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Khuzaimah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was walking and he saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was stood near a man. And they were talking to one another, and he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what's the matter? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that I've done a deal with this person that I'm going to purchase a horse from him. Now he's denying that he sold me the horse, and he did sell me the horse. And Abu Khuzaimah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that, O Prophet of Allah, I am your witness. You did buy that horse. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he looked at him and he says, well, you were not here. How can you be a witness?
Allah.
And Khuzaimah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, O Prophet of Allah, we haven't seen Allah. But you told us about Allah.
Allah.
You know, there's so many things, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we haven't seen. You told us. So why shall we not believe that you have done this deal with this person? Allah. And look at the gift the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives to him, that he says, O Khuzaimah, wherever you are a witness, you one is enough for everyone.
Allah. Subhanallah. Meaning you equate to two witnesses.
Yeah, the rulings is for two.
Yeah. Two men or one man or two women, but you are enough for one.
One.
Allah.
One
and
only.
Subhanallah. With these brothers and viewers of Manchana, alhamdulillah, the topic of our program today, for those of you that may just be joining us, is the authority the greatest of mankind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam possesses. No doubt he is, as Hadith have mentioned, shari'. Shari' is that person who tells us the Sharia, that person who makes the Sharia, who stipulates and informs us and even makes any exceptions. Now this is the greatness of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him this authority, that yes, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who sent us the Quran, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who in fact made and gave us all these rulings, but yet he sent it through Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. As Hadith beautifully mentioned, khuda ka yihi hadar, that by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nahi aur koi mufar maqar, there is no other place of contentment or solace. Jo wahan se ho yahi aake ho. Whosoever wishes to go there must go here through the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He who is not here can never be there. MashaAllah. Let's turn back to Hadith Sahab. Ji Hadith Sahab, tell us more.
Actually, isi tarah. Why Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give that particular authorities, even authority in Shariat and authority in the whole world? Wow. Means because of, you know, what is the relation between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the connectivity with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that so many Rasul, so many Pagambers came before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but and Hazrat Adam alayhi salam is Safiullah, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, you know, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam is Ruhullah, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam Ruhullah, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is Kalimullah, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam is Habibullah.
Subhanallah.
Understand the couplet of Allah Hazrat. Main to Malik hi kahunga.
Allah Allah.
Ki hu Malik ke Habib. If anybody is Habib of Malik, you know, Habib of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then everything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ye ikram hai Mustafa par Khuda ka. کہ سب کچھ خدا کا ہوا مصطفیٰ کا. Give him all authorities. میں تو مالک ہی کہوں گا کہ ہو مالک کے حبیب. یعنی محبوب و محب میں نہیں میرا تیرا. That's why everything from Allah سبحانہ وتعالی, he gave him the authority to Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. As one more beautiful story, that in the childhood, look at Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, from the childhood, from the day one, he is, you know, full of kamalat and full of authorities. Hazrat Abbas radiyallahu anhu, he was the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said that, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my reason to become Muslim, mera iman lane ka jo wajah bani, the reason ye ki jab aap chote the, jab aap mahad mein the, when you are in
the cradle,
to maine ye dekha ki aap, whenever you raising your finger towards the sky, aap jidhar ungli karte the chand udhar jata tha, aapke isharon par chand harkat karta tha. And beautiful thing is in this hadith, that the summary of hadith, that when Hazrat Abbas radiallahu anhu said like this, if anybody told you, Shahbaz bhai or Rafaqat bhai, that in your childhood I seen you doing like that, you say, okay, may I do it, but I don't know. Yeah. 40 years ago, 30 years ago, I don't know whenever yeah. I'm child. Balki log hamara bazukal mazak bhi uda rahe hote hain. Hamare uncle, tum bachpan mein itni shararte karte the, hum sar jhuka ke sun lete hain. Hame to yaad nahi hai, pata nahi kya kya kiya tha. Chalo, theek hai, parda rakh lo, bhai. But look at the authority and the beautifulness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not deny it. That, oh my uncle, I don't know. You say it. He said, yes. Main chand se baate karta tha. Chand mujh se, he was talking with me. Balki main jab chand mera dil behlata tha. Aur main chand ke rab ki bargah mein sajde karne ki awaaz sunta tha. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne na sirf usko confirm kiya balki aur extend kiya ki meri to ye connectivity thi chand se. To ab ye kaisi authority hai ki abhi court mein hai pyare aka, abhi childhood mein hai aur Allah ne khilona kaisa bana diya. چاند جھک جاتا جدھر انگلی اٹھاتے مہد میں کیا ہی چلتا تھا اشاروں پر کھلونا نور
چاند جھک جاتا جدھر انگلی اٹھاتے مہد میں چاند جھک جاتا جدھر انگلی اٹھاتے مہد میں چاند جھک جاتا اشاروں پر کھلونا نور کا اللہ اللہ صبح طیبہ میں ہوئی بڑھتا ہے باڑا نور کا صدقہ دینے نور کا آیا ہے تارا نور کا
سبحان اللہ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم پیارے آکارے جو شک کے کمر کا معجزہ میرکل آف یو کین سے دا بریک
سپلٹنگ
دا مون یہ کوئی بڑی بات ہی نہیں تھی نا جس کا بچپن میں کھلونا چاند رہا ہو تو اس کو چاند کو دو ٹکڑے کرنا تو کوئی مسئلہ ہی کوئی نہیں تھا تو نبی پاک نے جو یہ معجزہ بھی دکھایا نا ایکچولی ہوا کیا تھا مکے میں جب پیارے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے دعوت نیکی کی دعوت انویٹیشن ٹوورڈز اسلام دینا شروع کیا تو کفار مکہ نے ایک نشانی مانگی تھی دے آر ناٹ سیئنگ دیٹ پلیز ٹرائی ٹو ڈسپلٹنگ دا مون انہوں نے نہیں کہا تھا پیارے آقا سے فرمایا تھا آپ اگر اللہ کے سچے نبی تو کوئی نشانی بتائیں تو کوئی نشانی بتانے میں آپ اتھارٹی دیکھیں کہ زمین پر کھڑے ہو کر جبل ابو قبیس میں میرے آقا کھڑے ہیں پہاڑ توڑ دیتے کوئی پانی نکال دیتے لیکن نبی پاک کے لیے کوئی بڑی بات ہی نہیں تھی آپ نے ادھر رہ کے چاند کو اشارہ کیا اور چاند دو ٹکڑے ہو گیا اور آج سائنس بھی بتاتے ہیں پروف کرتی ہے جو لوگ گئے ہیں یا جا رہے ہیں یا پکچرز آ رہی ہیں کہ کچھ ہوا ضرور ہے چاند کے ساتھ اللہ اکبر اللہ تعالیٰ ہمارے آقا کے برکتیں ہم سب کو نصیب فرمائے اور نبی پاک کی جتنی اتھارٹیز کو ہم ذکر کرتے ہیں نا تو ہمارا جو ہے نا وہ کہتے ہیں وہ ایمان بھی بوسٹ ہوتا ہے ہم نے یہ سلسلہ کیا بھی اسی لیے ہے کہ مزید نبی پاک سے لو محبت میں پیشن میں اور اضافہ ہو جائے
My dear Islamic brothers, the purpose, the reason why we bring to you these programs is the essence of Iman itself, to boost and amplify our love for the greatest of mankind, sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. Why? Because none of you can become a true believer until the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam is more beloved to you than your parents, your children, the entire creation. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had, if he wished, he had played with the moon. When he wished, he had split the moon. He had also brought the moon back together. He had also brought the sun back, as mashallah we heard similarly the other day. My dear Islamic brothers, let's listen to more mashallah from Hafiz al-Faqih.
One Sahib. Thing mashallah Abdul Nabi Bhai is mentioning, This is what we learn from the scholars, that love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the foundation of your belief. You know, when a person makes a house, his foundation has got to be strong, or else you can't build a house on top of it. Now, if your foundation is strong, you can build a stronger house. If your foundation is strong, meaning love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is strong, then your iman will be strong as well. Nothing.
We're hearing in the Juma, khutbah of Juma. الا لا ایمان لم اللہ محبت اللہ الا لا ایمان لم اللہ محبت اللہ سن لو دیر از نو ایمان ایمان ہی نہیں ہے اس کا جس کے دل میں love of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم نہیں. As you mentioned the حدیث of بخاری شریف, and let you know, mix the اشعار of اعلی حضرت together. The summary of that حدیث in شعر of اعلی حضرت, that he said that لا يؤمن احدكم حتى اكون احب الیہ من والده ولده والناس اجمعین. That ایمان ہی کمپلیٹ نہیں ہوتا نا, تو اعلی حضرت یہ تو کہتے ہیں اللہ کی سرتاب قدم شان, انسان نہیں انسان وہ انسان ہے. ایمان قرآن تو ایمان بتاتا ہے انہیں, اور ایمان یہ کہتا ہے میری جان ہے. ایمان کمپلیٹ ہی نہیں ہے اگر نبی پاک سے محبت نہیں ہے.
جی, حضرت عقبہ بن عامر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was giving away animals for sacrifice, and as he was giving these animals, Hazrat Uqba bin Amir رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, he was given an animal which was only 6 months old, a goat, and when everyone was sacrificing, he says, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you only gave me an animal which is only 6 months old. And now we know that, you know, we hear from the scholars that a 6-month-old bakra, whatever, you can't give qurbani to that. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he goes, Uqba, you go and give the qurbani, Allah will accept that as well.
And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also added something else.
Ji.
That you can, this can never happen after you.
Allah.
Ji.
Meaning this was only specific to this companion.
Subhanallah.
Ta'ala anhu. This again, it just shows Madisan Brothers and Views of Madin Channel. Yes, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the greatest of mankind. Yes, he brought towards the Sharia, but he was not only just limited to just passing on a message.
Ji.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as we mentioned before, is not just ordinary person. Yes, he was given a message and he was made to deliver this message to the people. No, my dear sons and brothers, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had brought this message. He's the messenger of Allah. He's the prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had brought the message. He had explained the message.
There's so many things that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his life that he mentioned out of humbleness, out of ajizi. Yeah, like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that I'm a human just like you. I'm a slave of Allah azza wa jalla, just like you. Now again, when you look at that statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and you look at his life, then obviously there is no contradiction. That was out of humbleness. You know, that was out of humbleness, not because that is what, this is where, you know, the shaitan whispers into the hearts of people and people start to believe that, yeah, it was like us. It wasn't like us.
No, you know, there's a beautiful narration actually brought to my mind whilst Hafiz was mentioning this. That so far we've been kind of indirectly deriving from the ahadith and seeing, oh, this is authority. But there's a beautiful narration of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said that, لَوْلَا أَنْ أَشُقَّ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي لَفَرَدْتُ عَلَيْهِمُ السِّوَاكَ عِنْدَ كُلِّ صَلَاةٍ كَمَا فَرَدْتُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْوُضُوءِ. There the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself is saying that if I had not feared that it would be difficult for my ummah, I would have made fard for them to perform miswak for every salah, just like I made it fard for them to perform wudu. So there the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself is linking it towards himself that I would have made miswak fard just like I made wudu fard. So alhamdulillah, and also miswak is a beautiful sunnah, you know, as a side pointer. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved the blessed miswak a lot. So us as the followers, we should make it necessary upon ourselves.
See, Ammar, by everything in terms of perfection, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had taught us.
Allah.
You see, doing the miswak is something which is, you know, it's very, very important to have your teeth cleaned. For your teeth to be really clean, flossing, cleaning your teeth is really important. Now, in that day and age, Ammar, by, you know, who would ever clean their teeth?
And Amir Ahl Sunnah dedicated a Madani Muzakara on miswak. He's written a whole booklet on miswak as well. And what are the benefits of miswak? You know, you have physical benefits, you have medical benefits, but the most benefits that we are after is that closeness to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And alhamdulillah, Amir Ahl Sunnah has told us to keep the miswak near your heart. Again, you know, we never knew that before, but alhamdulillah, azza wa jal,
always. Brothers, I think millions and millions brothers have miswak with him. Before, we don't know it about.
We never knew that.
Hamare jebon ke andar ye baqaida pockets banna shuru hue.
Subhanallah.
Hamare darziyon ko pehle hairani hoti thi ki ye kya ho raha hai. Tailors kehte hain ye kaun sa pocket hai, pen ke liye bana rahe hain. Main kehta hoon pen ke liye nahi hai, miswak ke liye.
Subhanallah.
Allah.
So, you know, miswak is a sunnat of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not just a sunnat, but one of the most beloved sunnat, that the last action whilst the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was physically in this world was miswak.
Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah.
تیری سنتوں پہ چل کر میری روح جب نکل کر, تیری سنتوں پہ چل کر مدینے مدینے والے مدنی مدینے والے.
Brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, for those of you that may be joining us, yes, Alhamdulillah, the name of the program is the Blessings of Milad. This is the month when the greatest of mankind, sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam, the last and final prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, was sent to this world. And we are speaking about the authority of the prophet, sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam, and also how important it is to implement the practices and sunnahs of Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Each and every single one of us claims to love Rasulullah. If you love somebody, then you should try to emulate that person. You should try to imitate that person's actions, that person's practices. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam was perfect in each and every single way. You know, for example, we use the example of miswak. We should also try to use or implement this sunnah of using the miswak. It has many benefits, you know, whether it be scientific benefits as people are always wishing for, but more importantly, spiritual benefits, bringing us closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also gaining reward. Similarly, my dear Islamic brothers, let's try to make the intention to adorn our blessed heads with the Imam al-Sharif, to, you know, have the blessed beard. These are the things which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. And when you love a person, you try to imitate that person.
And there's a waqia in a person from Bani Israel. He used to imitate Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. The way he used to dress, the way he used to talk, the way he used to walk. Now, he wasn't a Muslim. Yet when he died, someone saw him in the dreams. Allah, he was walking in paradise. So someone asked him, how come that you were entered paradise? And he says, because I was imitating Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah ta'ala forgave my sins. I accepted Islam and then I died, and Allah has granted me with paradise. Now if you look at it, someone who imitates Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, one of the greatest and mightiest prophets of Allah, and he enters paradise, can you imagine someone who imitating the sunnahs of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?
Respect and love.
With love and respect, alhamdulillah, how much, what status that person will receive? Alhamdulillah.
No doubt he will gain a high status.
We should never be shy. You know, some people, they're shy. I've got to ask my parents, I've got to ask my, you know, bachuki ammi at home, I've got to ask that. When it comes to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that love should overcome everything.
Allahu Akbar. As I remember, there used to be a time where even we used to be shy. There used to be a time where I used to be shy to wear an Imam al-Sharif. You know, the bless my head with the subhanallah, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear Islamic brothers, our first things, you know, you will be shy, Hafiz Fakir Sahab. It's not that, you know, straight away you can do everything. But, you know, when there's two things, there's, you know, one is shyness. And on the other hand, there's the love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you are able to possess that love and that overpowers your shyness, inshallah azza jal, then you can proudly, you know, raise your head up high. Why? Because who are we following?
You know, in the 80s, yeah, in the UK, in the 80s, people used to have punk hairstyle. Their hair used to be sticking up. And, you know, if you look at them, really, they look really funny. But why were they doing that? Is because they were, their role model was so-and-so, you know, singer, pop star. He was their role model. You chose a role model for yourself. Yeah, your role model became Amir al-Sunnah, and you looked at him and you acted upon these sunnahs. So, you know, we need a role model. And this is what the ulama even say as well, that a person, he molds his life according to his role model that he's following. And Amir al-Sunnah's role model, Ala Hazrat, Rahmatullah Ali, our role model, Amir al-Sunnah, and this is why we are adorned in this dress.
Why we are love Amir al-Sunnah? Because he's love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ho sakta hai kisi ke zehen mein ye khayal aaye ki ye sari sunnaton par amal jo hai kya Amir al-Sunnah ko dekh ke ya Amir al-Sunnah ko follow karne ke liye, aisa nahi hai. Kyun Hafiz sahab ye keh rahe hain ki kisi Allah ke nek bande ne hame badnam Jameel Qadri sau jaan se qurban murshid par banaya jisne mujh jaise ko banda Ghaus-e Azam. He always the ulama, the awliya, the shuyukh will connect us with the awliya ikram, with the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Actually, it is a spiritual chain. So, isme confused nahi hona chahiye. Yakeenan hum sab ke jo hum sunnaton par amal kar rahe hain, wo Nabi Pak Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam hi ke tareeke par amal kar rahe hain. But because of him, inhone hame is raah par lagaya, jaise unhone kaha ki hum shyness feel karte the, aisa bilkul tha. Lekin ab Allah ki rehmat se ek waqt tha کہ جب چند امامے والے تھے اور اب اللہ کی رحمت سے ہم تو مارکیٹ میں ہوتے ہیں, بزنس کمیونٹی سے ملتے ہیں, دے آلویز آسکنگ اس ٹو پلیز گیو می اینی اسلامی بھائی فار مائی آفس, آئی نیڈ اکاؤنٹنٹ, آئی نیڈ اے کیشیئر فرام دعوت اسلام, بیکاز دے ہیو یو نو ان کے اوپر وہ بھروسہ ہے, وہ ان کے پاس وہ تمام باتیں ہیں. تو الحمدللہ اللہ نے عزت دی ہے دعوت اسلامی کو, تو نبی پاک علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی سنت پر ضرور عمل کرنا چاہیے. اور یہ جو منتھ ہے یہ بیسیکلی ہمیں کنیکٹ کرنے آیا ایک بار پھر ہمارے ایمان کو, سمجھیے کہ انتھوزیازم کو اور بڑھانے کے لیے.
Question for you: when you were first blessed to visit the great and grand court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what were your feelings, what were your emotions?
Madina Sharif ki hazri, whenever you go in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's a special, you know, time, special feelings. But when I visited first in my life, actually I was 13 years old that time, that, and I actually I visited in 6 years age once, but I don't remember anything because my father and mother took me towards Hajj. But on that day, that time I was only 6 years old. But when I remember some things or some kuch yaade hain, wo 13 years old main tha. Aur یقیناً وہ وقت بھی بہت اچھا تھا, لیکن جب اور کنیکٹیوٹی ہوئی دعوت اسلامی سے اور پتا چلا, امیر علیہ سنت تو کمال کے عاشق مدینہ ہے نا, لندن اور پیرس کے خواب دیکھنے والوں کو مدینے کی یاد میں رلانا شروع کر دیا, کہاں کوئی روتا ہے جنت کی خاطر, رلاتی ہے عاشق کو یاد مدینہ. دین وی یو نو بالغ ہوئے اور ریئلائز ہوا, دین آئی وزٹڈ مدینہ منورہ اگین ان 17th ایئر, جب میری ایج تھی یا 18 تھی, اس میں ہمارے بہت پیارے بزرگ تھے قبلہ باپو شریف, اینڈ وی ہیو اے گڈ مدنی قافلہ ود اس, اینڈ ونس وی آر وزٹنگ مدینہ منورہ, آئی تھنک وین آئی واز 19, وین نگران شورا آلسو ود اس, ایٹ دیٹ ٹائم ہی واز ناٹ نگران شورا. تو بڑی یادیں ہیں مدینہ شریف, تو جب بھی جائیں دنیا میں, میں یو کے بھی کئی بار آیا ہوں اور آپ نے بھی دنیا کئی بار دیکھی ہوگی, دنیا میں ایک فلاسفی ہے, ایک سائیکی ہے, جو ٹریولرز ہوتے ہیں جو گھومتے پھرتے رہتے ہیں, وہ کہتے ہیں یار یو کے دیکھ لیا, اب یورپ دیکھتے ہیں, آپ کیا میں نے دیکھا ہے, لوگ کہتے ہیں یار فرانس ہو گیا, اب اٹلی جانا, اوکے اٹلی ڈن, اب جرمنی جانا, جرمنی ڈن, سوئٹزرلینڈ جانا. ایک بندہ اپنی زندگی میں بناتا ہے یہ دیکھ لیا, مگر مدینہ وہ ہے ہزار بار دیکھیں جی نہیں, شربت دید نے ایک آگ لگائی دل میں, تپشے دل کو بڑھایا ہے بجھانے لگا. آلویز ہزار بار دیکھنے والے کی تڑپ اور زیادہ ہو جاتی ہے, اور یہ اسپیشلٹی ہے مدینہ منورہ.
یو ڈن عمرہ ود نگران شورا, یو سیڈ ماشاءاللہ جسٹ ان لاسٹ ایئر یو ڈن حج ود امیر اہل سنت,
الحمدللہ ماشاءاللہ, دیٹ واز دی لائف ٹائم ایکسپیرینس, الحمدللہ. یہ تو خواب تھا جو پورا اللہ نے کروا دیا, اور یقیناً میں اللہ کا جتنا شکر ادا کروں کم ہے, کیونکہ جس نے ہمیں مدینے کا راستہ دکھایا, جس نے مدینے کی یاد میں تڑپنا سکھایا, اور ہمیں نہیں لاکھوں کروڑوں کو ایسا لگایا. لک ایٹ دی بیوٹی آف دعوت اسلامی, امیر اہل سنت ایکچولی اتنے بڑے عاشق مدینہ ہیں, انہوں نے ایک ایسا سسٹم بنا دیا ہے کہ ہم ذکر مدینہ سے آؤٹ ہو ہی نہیں سکتے. ہمارا چینل مدنی چینل, ہمارا مرکز فیضان مدینہ, اور بک اسٹال از مکتبۃ المدینہ, اور اسکول از دار المدینہ, اور جامعہ از جامعۃ المدینہ, اور مدرسہ از مدرسۃ المدینہ. ایوری ویئر وی ہیو ٹو ٹاک اباؤٹ مدینہ, مدینہ, مدینہ. اینڈ بیکاز آف دیٹ الحمد للہ کروں دم بدم میں سدائے سنائے مدینہ, لگاتا رہے دل سدائے مدینہ. امیر اہل سنت میک اے بیوٹیفل سسٹم,
Allah Taala says, Allahumma habib ilayna al-Madina. Ya Allah, grant me love for Madinatul Munawwara. Make Madinatul Munawwara beloved to us, beloved to me. Ka hubbina Makkata. How much? Ya Allah, just as we had loved Makkah al-Mukarrama. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam doesn't stop there. He says, oh, ashaddahu, that Ya Allah, make it even more beloved to us than you had made Makkah al-Mukarrama beloved to us. And yes, the topic of our program today is the authority of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as you are aware, we also have a subtopic, the beautiful face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before we go on to that, let's take some last words from each one of our mubaligs. Let's start from over here, Ji Amar Bhai.
In summary, obviously we can discuss so many, even from, you know, for just if we were to take some ahadith from the 6 most authentic books, which are famously known as the Siha Sitta, there is so much just on the authority from there. And generally, if we look at the works of the scholars like Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti, Rahmatullah Alayhi, and many other scholars. But the point is, when we know that our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has so much authority, and we claim to have this much love for him, then why should we be sad? You know, when we're sad at any point, why isn't the first thought in our mind that let me turn to the court of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Let me ask the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for help. Because just like our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had authority whilst he was physically present on in this world, he likewise has authority in the same way after his apparent and physical demise from here. Like we covered yesterday, you know, in the rain, in terms of the rain, an Arabi coming and making dua for rain, and then the dream, having that dream, saying, you know, go and tell Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu that you shall receive rain. This is after the physical demise of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he still has control over the rain.
Subhanallah.
So the authority of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is just like he was physically present, even today it is exactly the same. And if we can instill that in our hearts, then inshallah we will feel that connection more deeply.
SubhanAllah, my dear son brothers, we must understand the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had possessed authority, and whenever you require any help, no doubt we can turn to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as we mentioned a few days ago, that this was the practice of the companions radhiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Whenever they required help, you know, one method which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had taught was to, you know, perform wudu properly. And then perform some raka'at of mustahabbat prayer. And then to recite the dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka wa tawajjahu ilayka bi nabiyyika Muhammadin nabiyya rahma. And then, you know, call out to Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, inni qad tawajjahtu bika ila rabbi fi hajati hadhihi li tuqda li Allahumma shafi'hu fiyya. This is a dua which is taught by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. And about the companion who recited this, he said as soon as he stood up, he was able to see again from being blind. And these Samad brothers turned to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam.
But there is a condition zarur hai jo Allah Hazrat ne samjhai hai. Farmate hain ke faryad ummati jo kare hale zar mein.
Allah.
Mumkin nahi ke khair-e bashar ko khabar na ho. Actually, we should ask Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the heart.
Subhanallah.
Wo feelings required hain, wo yakeen required hai. Haan, wallah wo sun lenge, faryad ko pahunchenge. اتنا بھی تو ہو کوئی جو آہ کرے دل سے. Actually we need وہ connectivity آگئی جو عشق رسول required ہے, اور وہ یقین ہو کہ نبی پاک ضرور کرم فرمائیں گے, تو انشاءاللہ ضرور کرم ہو. آپ کا خیال ہے اگلا ٹاپک نبی پاک کا مبارک چہرہ ہے, blessed face. سبحان اللہ, ہماری اوقات تو نہیں کہ نبی پاک کے چہرے کو بیان کریں. عاشقوں کے امام نے قرآن سے بیان کرنے کی کوشش کی ہے, وہ پھر انشاءاللہ طرز میں یہ سنا دیں گے, کاف گیسو ہا دہن یا ابرو آنکھیں عین ساتھ. ایکچولی یہ وہ لو ہے جو اعلیٰ حضرت کو نبی پاک سے جو محبت تھی نا, ہر چیز میں نبی پاک یاد آتے تھے.
اللہ,
ایک جب فنا پھر رسول ہوتا ہے نا کوئی شخص, اس کو ہر چیز میں پیارے آقا کی یاد آتی. اب کاف ہا یا عین صاد ہم نے کئی بار پڑھا ہے. اعلیٰ حضرت تو مفسر قرآن بھی ہیں, ترجمہ قرآن کرنے والے بھی ہیں. انہوں نے کہا یہ کاف ہا یا عین صاد کا مطلب کیا ہے؟ اب انہوں نے کاف کو ملایا, اب کاف دیکھیں اور گیسو دیکھیں, بال دیکھیں. کاف گیسو ہا دہن, ہا جو ہے وہ ہونٹوں کی گولائی کی مانند ہے, یا ابرو, ابرو جو ہے وہ یا ہیں, آنکھیں عین اور صاد ہیں. کہتے ہیں کاف گیسو ہا دہن یا ابرو آنکھیں عین صاد, کاف ہا یا عین صاد, ان کا ہے چہرہ نور کا, شمع دل مشکات تن, سینا زجاجہ نور کا. اب یہ سارے جو حافظ ہوں گے وہ یاد ہوگا کہ کہاں رب نے زجاجہ کہا, کہاں شمع کہا, یعنی یہ پورا جو اللہ نور السماوات والارض کی جو پوری آیت کی ڈیفینیشن ہو رہی ہے کہ جو اللہ کا نور کیا ہے اس کو ڈیفائن کیا گیا. تو فرماتے شمع جو ہے وہ دل ہے, سینا جو ہے شمع دل, مشکات تن, سینا زجاجہ نور کا, آقا تیری صورت کے لیے آیا ہے سورہ نور کا. اعلیٰ حضرت سے ہم نے سنا کہ نبی پاک کے چہرے کی تو کیا بات ہے. بی بی عائشہ صدیقہ رضی اللہ عنہ, ونس لیٹ نائٹ, نائٹ کا بھی لیٹ آخری حصہ تھا, وہ اپنا کپڑا کوئی سی رہی تھی, سوئنگ کر رہی تھی سوئی دھاگے سے, اور کہتی ہیں لیمپ جو ہے چراغ بھی بند ہو گیا, گل ہو گیا. اب ہم سمجھتے ہیں کہ اندھیری رات میں, کہتے ہیں میری سوئی بھی گر گئی. نڈل جو ہے وہ بغیر لائٹ کے تو کوائٹ امپاسبل ہے تلاش کرنا. کہتی اس میں نبی پاک میرے گھر تشریف لائے.
سبحان اللہ.
اب ذرا سمجھیے گا بات کو شہباز بھائی, اللہ تعالیٰ نے اس دنیا میں بہت سو کو خوبصورتی دی ہے. ہم بعض اوقات کہتے ہیں بڑا برائٹ فیس ہے, بڑا نورانی چہرہ ہے, بیکاز ہی از لک برائٹ, اچھا لگتا ہے. لیکن کسی کے چہرے سے اتنا نور نکلنا, بی بی عائشہ کہتی نبی پاک کمرے میں آئے تو اتنا نور نکلا کہ میں نے اپنی وہ کھوئی ہوئی جو نیڈل تھی وہ تلاش کر
لی
اس روشنی میں. تو کیا نورانی فیس ہوگا, کیا نبی پاک کے جلوے ہوں گے. اور اگر پیارے آقا کو اتنا حسین رب نے بنایا نا, تو اب سمجھنا بڑا آسان ہے صحابہ کو کیا ہو جاتا تھا. سب کچھ قربان کر دیتے تھے, فیملی, گھر بار, مال و دولت. یعنی یہ دنیا میں کبھی اتنا بڑا ریولوشن نہیں ہوا. آپ کے ساتھ بھی ہوتا ہوگا, ہمارے ساتھ بھی کبھی زندگی میں ہوا ہوگا کہ کوئی بندہ بڑے غصے میں آئے لڑنے کے لیے, کہ نہیں چھوڑوں گا, لیکن دیکھیں یار بڑا شریف سا انسان ہے, بڑا اچھا سا چہرہ ہے, شریف آدمی لگتا ہے, چھوڑ دیا. یہ تو پاسبل ہے کہ آپ سے کوئی لڑنے آیا آپ کو معاف کر دے, کوئی چیز چھیننے آیا مذہبی آدمی دیکھ کر چھوڑ دے, مگر ایسا دنیا میں کبھی نہیں ہوا ہوگا کہ تلوار لے کر جان لینے کو آئے اور چہرہ انور دیکھ کر جان دینے والا بن جائے کہ یا رسول اللہ اب نہیں چھوڑنا. اچھا گرفتار کرنے آتے تھے لوگ اور جلوہ جانا دیکھ کر ان کے حسن میں خود گرفتار ہو جاتے ہیں. حضرت بریدہ کا واقعہ نا, جب پیارے آقا ہجرت کے لیے جا رہے ہیں تو تلوار لے کر آ گئے کہ میں مدینے نہیں جانے دوں گا, گرفتار کر لوں گا. اور نبی پاک کا چہرہ دیکھا, کہتے ہیں یا رسول اللہ اب دیکھتا ہوں آپ کو روکتا کون ہے مدینے جانے, اور خود آگے چاہ کے چل رہے ہیں. تو یہ وہ چہرہ انور کی زیبائی ہیں, یہ وہ خوبصورتیاں ہیں. اور سبحان اللہ, اب میں اپنی حاضری لگاتے ہوئے عرض کرتا ہوا چلوں گا, اللہ کرے رب کریم ہمیں اس چہرہ انور کی زیارت عطا فرمائے. واقعی انشاءاللہ ہمیں قبر میں تو ضرور زیارت ہونی ہے, لیکن ایک مسلمان کو, ایک عاشق کو یہ تمنا ہمیشہ رکھنی چاہیے کہ نبی پاک کا دیدار نصیب ہو جائے, اللہ اس مبارک مہینے کی برکت ہم کو عطا فرمائے. لیکن جس کو دیدار کرنا ہے وہ یہ بھی سوچ لے کہ آنکھیں کیسی ہیں, کیا یہ آنکھیں اس قابل رکھ چھوڑی ہیں ہم نے, یہی آنکھ حرام دیکھے, یہی آنکھ فلمیں ڈرامے دیکھے, انہی آئی سے ہم سنس کریں. اینڈ وی آر ریکویسٹنگ ان دا کورٹ آف رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کہ ہمیں اپنا جلوہ دکھائیے, ڈریم میں ہمارے تشریف لائیے. تو اگر واقعی جلوہ مصطفیٰ دیکھنا ہے تو ریسائٹ ابنڈنٹلی درود پاک اور اپنی آنکھوں کو پاک رکھیے. اعلی حضرت کہتے ہیں نا, کل تو دیدار کا دن اور یہاں آنکھ بیکار ہے, کیا ہونا ہے. آنکھ صاف کیجیے, آئیز کلیئر کیجئے, اور پھر انشاءاللہ جلوہ زیبا دیکھیے. اعلیٰ حضرت کے وہ اشعار سنتے ہیں, مجھے اجازت دیجیے.
کاف گیسو یا اب رو آنکھیں عین سعد کا, کاف گیسو دہن یا اب رو عین سعد کاف حیا عین سعد کا چہرہ نور کا شمع دل مشکات تن سینا زجاجا بٹتا ہے باڑا نور کا.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. الحمدللہ, عبد الحبیب left us with a beautiful message. Hafiz صاحب, I think they did turn to the Urdu language. So for our English viewers, if you remember, if you're able to, then could you please give us an overview of what Hafiz صاحب said before they left?
I think one of the things that he didn't mention was that to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, to understand the reality of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you have to increase your love to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as we all have this desire to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our dreams, to have that desire, that's okay. But are you really capable to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Now a waqia comes into a mind that a person, he goes to his bureau murshid and he says that I want to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in my dreams. And bureau murshid, he looks at him and he knows that he's not ready for that yet. So he says that, you know what, come to my house and we'll talk. So the murid, he goes to Peer Sahib's house and he sits down and Peer Sahib makes good biryani for him. So when you eat biryani, naturally you want to drink water a lot. So he makes biryani for him and he gives him quite a lot to eat. And now when that murid, and he says to him one thing, you can't drink anything now. So there's a lot of masale in there. That murid, he goes back home, he goes to sleep all night because he's so thirsty. But Peer Sahib said, you can't drink no water. So he can't drink water. He goes to sleep. In his dream, he sees water everywhere.
Allah.
He sees water everywhere.
Ocean,
and then oceans and everything. Why? Because he's so thirsty.
So he goes to Peer Sahib and Peer Sahib says, okay, what did you see? He goes, Hazrat, you said to me not to drink water. I went to sleep and all night in my dreams I saw water. And he says, because you had the need for water, you were thirsty for water, you saw water in your dream. The day you are ready and thirsty to see the messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you'll see him in your dream.
Allah.
So we need to prepare ourselves and we need to get ready for that.
There's another beautiful thing which Hadith Sahib mentioned is that we need to cleanse ourselves also. That, you know, are we really prepared? The one thing is, you know, going to that level of having that need, that, you know, love, the attachment to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. But another thing is, are we really prepared? You know, what will we see? You know, subhanAllah, those eyes, as Hadith mentioned, you know, are these the eyes we have been performing sin with, seeing wrong things with, you know, performing so many sins with our eyes, and what we do nowadays, astaghfirullahul azim, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from committing each and every type of sin. But my dear Islamic brothers, these are the same eyes which you wish to present in the court, in the grand court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, my dear Islamic brothers. Firstly, we must do tawbah, we must repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must cleanse ourselves, cleanse our bodies, you know, begin to pray salat, the obligatory 5 daily prayers. We must act upon the Quran and the Sunnah. We must refrain from performing and committing any sins. And then, inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to witness and see, you know, the greatest of mankind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, you know, the most beautiful person ever to be created.
Subhanallah.
What's that? The shared of when Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam had searched everywhere to look for somebody more beautiful than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah.
Sabhi maine chana dale tujhe
tere paahi bole sitra wale yahi bole sitra wale chamne jahan ke thale ha chamne jahan ke thale yahi bole sitra wale yahi bole sitra wale chamne jahan ke thale sabhi maine chhan dale sabhi maine chhan dale tere paaye ka na paaya tujhe yak ne yak banaya tujhe hamd hai khudaya tujhe hamd hai khudaya tujhe hamd hai khudaya wahi rab hai jisne tujhko wo kuwari paak maryam wo kuwari paak maryam wo na fakhtu fi qadam ha wo na عجب نشان اعظم ہے عجب نشان اعظم مگر آمنہ کا جایا وہی سب سے افضل آیا تجھے حمد ہے خدایا تجھے حمد ہے خدایا تجھے حمد ہے خدایا وہی رب ہے جس نے تجھ کو اور ارے خدا کے بندو ارے
About the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam, about cleansing our hearts before we present ourselves to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. You know, we go there and then we come back. You know, we visit the blessed Shrine of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam, and then we come back. And then, you know, we take our hearts there and we bring our hearts back. Imagine that heart which goes to the blessed shrine, to the grand call of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then stays there. Allahu Akbar. This is the heart of Imam Ahl Sunnah. What's the, are ay khuda ke banda koi mere dil ko dhundo. That all people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all bondsmen, all servants, somebody look for my heart. You know, I've lost my heart. Mere paas tha abhi. You know, it was just with me. To abhi kya hua khudaya? What's happened? Where's it gone? Where's my heart gone? Na koi gya, na aya, nobody's come and gone. What's happened? Where's my heart gone? Hame ae raza. And then, you know, somebody calls out. Ta, oh raza, tere dil ko pata chala ba mushkil. We have found, we have discovered where your heart is. It wasn't easy finding it. It wasn't easy. It was with difficulty ba mushkil. Tere dil ko pata chala ba mushkil. Dere roza ke mukabil, wo hame nazar aya. We saw it residing by the blessed shrine of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Lekin ye na pooch kaisa paya? Aur raza, don't ask how we found that heart. Ji Amar bhai.
Allah Akbar, subhanallah. And you know, these sort of, like Abdul Habib earlier on was talking about imagination. You know, this imagination, this thought process, it's a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and at the same time, it's a direct reflection of the love of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a person's heart. You know, like how Abdul Habib was mentioning, everything that Al-Hadrat saw, it reminded him of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this was the extent of love that he had in his heart. No matter what he saw, no matter what was in front of his eyes, somehow it made us link back. It made its way back somehow. It connected to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
So, my dear brothers and viewers of the channel, alhamdulillah, we were speaking about the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam, an authority, him possessing the authority to do as he wishes, being the shari'. Now, alhamdulillah, we also have a subtopic. Now we shall be speaking about the blessed face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Like Abdullah Bibi mentioned a very beautiful waqia where Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha found her needle. You know, you mentioned something about the love, yeah? Now, when a person is in need of something, is desperate for something, you know, you call it a miraj. You know, a thirsty person is walking in a desert, he's really, really thirsty. What does he see? If he sees particles of sand shining, he thinks, oh, there's water. So he'll go running and there's nothing there. Why? Because he's so desperately in need of that. And this is what Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu's condition and the Ashika Rasul's condition is, whenever you look at something, they would, and even the Sahaba Ikram, they would resemble it to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And no doubt, alhamdulillah, azza wa jalla, the Sahaba Ikram, they said that we found nothing more beautiful than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
No doubt, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, imagine the beauty. Just try to imagine the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amar, tell us more.
The beautiful face of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even when we look at the Quran, you know, we find Surah Al-Duha, Wal-Duha, Wal-Layli Idha Saja, and the scholars, they say that wadduha by the dawn, an oath is taken by the dawn, and then wallayli iza saja by the night, dark night, when it covers, when it surrounds everything.
Allah.
And these two, they are a hint. The dawn is a hint towards the blessed and the enlightened face of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then the night are the blessed tresses and the beautiful hair of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Jabir bin Samurah radiallahu anhu, he says that someone asked him, that was the beloved, blessed face of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam shining like a sword? And he says no. He says no. La bal kana mithla shamsi wal qamar. So he mentions both of them, but rather it was like the sun and the moon. And same Sayyidina Jabir bin Samurah radiallahu anhu. And such an amazing, you know, such a heart touching narration, such an amazing narration. Every time, alhamdulillah, you know, I've had the blessing and this honor that I've read this multiple times in my life, and every time I read it, alhamdulillah, it's the same feeling, just that feeling of wow, you know, just that feeling of how beautiful his face, blessed face.
Rukh din hai ya mahri sama, ye bhi nahi, wo bhi nahi.
Rukh din hai ya mahri sama, ye bhi nahi, wo bhi nahi. Rukh din hai ya mahri sama, ye bhi nahi, wo bhi nahi. Rukh din hai ya shab zulfe ya mushke khuta, ye bhi nahi, wo bhi nahi. Shab zulfe ya mushke khuta, ye bhi nahi, wo bhi nahi. Aur khurshid क्या बढ़ के चमका था कमर, बेपर्दा जब वो रुख हुआ, ये भी नहीं, वो भी नहीं. बुलबुल ने गुल उनको कहा, कुमरी ने सर भेजा फजा. बुलबुल ने गुल उनको कहा, कुमरी ने सर भेजा फजा. और हैरत ने झुंझला कर कहा, ये भी नहीं, वो भी नहीं. شب صبح تک سونا تجھے دل لہو میں کھونا تجھے شب صبح تک سونا تجھے شرم نبی خوف خدا حق یہ کہ واصف ہے تیرا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں حق یہ کہ ہے واصف تیرا حق یہ کہ واصف ہے تیرا
Beautiful, mashallah, that sounds. Amar bhai, is there any of, you know, a little bit of explanation possibly?
Inshallah, definitely. But you know, I was, before that, inshallah, I just want to mention that hadith of Sina Jabir bin Samurah radiallahu anhu, which I was saying, I've read this so many times, but every time I read this,
Allah,
it just amazes you. And it just helps you realize, you know, what a beautiful face that blessed face must have been. Sina Jabir bin Samurah radiallahu anhu, he says that Ra'itu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi laylatin idhiyan, that I saw the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a moonlit night.
Subhanallah.
So moonlit night. And then faja'altu anzur ila Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ila al-qamar. I started to look at the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the blessed face of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then I started to look at the moon. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the moon.
Allah.
I was looking at the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I was looking at the moon. And then also,
Allah,
you know, he look at how he absorbed this image in his mind. And he says, وَعَلَيْهِ حُلَّةٌ حَمْرَى. And he had a red, like an overcoat on him. So this is how much he has saved that image, you could say, in his mind. And he's saying that I was looking at the blessed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I was looking at the beautiful face of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then I was looking at the moon. And then what conclusion did I derive from there? What did I conclude from all of that? فَإِذَا هُوَ عِنْدِي أَحْسَنُ مِنَ الْقَمَرِ. I arrived at the conclusion that the beautiful face of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more beautiful than the moon. So this is exactly what, you know, in this beautiful couplet, Siri Ala Hadrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, he says, رُخْ دِنْ هَيْ يَا مَهْرِ سَمَا. Ye bhi nahi, wo bhi nahi. Shall I call this beautiful face the sun? Shall I call the beautiful face of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the sun? You know, say I call him the sun that's in the skies. Or shall I call it the moon? But then he says, ye bhi nahi, wo bhi nahi. No, no. Because the sun has obtained its light from the blessed face of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The moon has received its light from the blessed face of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So then that would be wrong. I cannot call his beautiful face the sun or the moon. So it's none of those, but rather both of them even derive their light, their source of light is the blessed face of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then, Shab Zulfiya Mushke Khuta. Then the beautiful hair of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah.
Shall I call it the night? You know, in terms of darkness, the beautiful dark, black, beautiful hair of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shall I call it the night? Or shall I call it Mushke Khuta? Pure musk. Pure smell,
Allah.
Pure beautiful smell.
Allah.
But then he says, "Ye bhi nahi, wo bhi nahi." No, it can't even be that, because even the night and that beautiful smell, they receive their blessings from the beautiful hair of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They receive
Allah
their blessings
Allah
from the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So ye bhi nahi, wo bhi nahi. You know, and he's in essence, he's saying you cannot compare the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to anything in the world, because he is unique. Tujhe yak ne yak banaya. This is where he says another poem of his, that Allah is one and He has created you as the one and only. He has not created anyone that has any, you know, that can be compared to you, and you cannot be compared to anyone or anything. Allahu Akbar. So this beautiful love, and also, you know, the beautiful face of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as we're talking about. And these, as I said, this thought process, this imagination, this linking, this saying, you know what, can I call it that? Or can I call it that?
Nah.
And you know what? Scrap that idea. You know, all of this is just amazing. It's just that love. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even grant us a few drops of that love that Sidi Al-Hadrat Imam Ahmad
SubhanAllah, there's a famous story, you know, like, SubhanAllah, no doubt there's so much about the blessed face of the Prophet, but there's one which was, you could say, outstanding. The story of Umm Ma'bad, radiallahu ta'ala anha. SubhanAllah, it's really, really beautiful. When the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was traveling, Hafizab, from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Madinah al-Munawwara, and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went along with Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and no doubt they were, you know, it's a normally a 3-day journey in that day and age to travel between Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madinah al-Munawwara. But due to the conditions, I think it took 10 or so days. Am I correct, Hafiz? I cannot remember exactly.
Roughly about that time, yeah.
Gee, it took round about 10 days for the Prophet ﷺ and Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu to actually travel to Madinah al-Munawwara. And on the way, it's been stated that, you know, they were feeling hungry.
Yeah.
They were feeling hungry and they required some food. So they went and knocked on the door, and there was a elderly woman who had opened this door, and the Prophet ﷺ had asked if she had any food, if there was any food in the house, and she says that I have nothing. And the Prophet ﷺ requested milk, there was no milk. The Prophet ﷺ, and she said, you know, I have nothing to give you. I wish I could give you something, but I have nothing to give you. And the Prophet ﷺ had seen a goat on the you know, the state of this goat was, it was very, very weak and very thin. You know, possessing no milk whatsoever in its udders. And the Prophet ﷺ had asked her, he says that, you know, do you grant me permission to take milk from the udders of this goat? And she says, if there was any milk in there, then I would have taken it. But the Prophet ﷺ says, look, just give me permission. And she says, okay, you have permission, you take it. So the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam places his blessed hands on that goat, and it says that as the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam had placed his blessed hands on that goat, the udders of that goat began to become replete and full of milk. And then the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala said that, oh, Umm Ma'bad, you know, bring some sort of bowl, bring some sort of utensil so I could pour some milk in there. And then she brings one. The Prophet ﷺ himself places that milk from the udders of the goat into the utensil. And then he asks her to bring more. So much so that each and every single utensil in a home was brought to Rasulullah ﷺ. And the Prophet ﷺ filled each and every one with the same milk of that same goat, that weak and thin one. And then she was amazed. She was totally amazed. The Prophet ﷺ himself, he took some milk, and then him and Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, they continued on their journey. What happened was, Umm Ma'bad, her children's, you know, her husband, children's father came, Abu Ma'bad, radhiyallahu anhu, and he says that, oh, Umm Ma'bad, I've not been gone for long, whereas everything has changed in the house. Everything has changed. You know, I see this nur. I see this light emanating from the house. You know, this goat over here. Is this the same goat that I had left when I had, you know, left the house? And she says, yes, it is the same goat. Yes, it is the same house. There's nothing changed except for the person that had come.
Aye, subhanAllah.
And Abu Ma'bad, the husband, he says, who was it that came? Now, Umm Ma'bad radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, when she had seen the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she was so taken aback by the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that she just looked only at the face of Rasulullah and asked no more questions.
Allah.
She was just taken aback by the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She did not know the name of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but she answered him. You know, he says, "Oh, Umm Ma'bad, who was this?" She says, "It was Mubarak." She makes up her own name. What does Mubarak mean? Mubarak is, you know, means blessed, and you know, Allahu Akbar, beautiful in every way. She said it was Mubarak that came. So he was like, I've never heard of this Mubarak. Who is this Mubarak? And she says, he came here and he went on, but maybe he shall come again.
Allah.
And the husband, he says, okay, I'm not going to travel far from the house. I will be around. So if he is to come, then make sure you inform me. Then make sure you tell me about this Mubarak. I really wish to see. I want to see this Mubarak. Who is this Mubarak? And then it is said that she, Umm Ma'bar radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, along with her daughter, it was either her son or her daughter, they went out to go and buy some things for the house. They left the house and they did, you could say, a bit of shopping. But they continued to move forward until they had come within the beautiful city of Madinah al-Munawwara. And that son or daughter of Umm Ma'bad, you know, they're looking for this individual by the name of Mubarak. They're looking for Mubarak. They're asking people, oh people, where is Mubarak? Where's Mubarak? Nobody knows who Mubarak is. They're asking, where's Mubarak? They say, who is Mubarak? We don't know who Mubarak is. And then it is said that that child, he or she sees Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu walking past. And he says to the mother, that, oh mother, Umm Ma'bad, that was the friend of Mubarak. That was Mubarak's friend. He was the one who came with Mubarak. Let's ask him. And it is said that they left the shopping there and they went and approached Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, he says, they say, where's Mubarak? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq says, who's Mubarak? They say, that person who you were with. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu, Mubarak? They say, when you were traveling and you came to our house and you know the event that occurred with the goat, Mubarak was with you. They said, oh, that was Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. And she says, yes, Muhammad. And then they visit the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and they become aware of the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they accept Islam. And then they go back home. They go back home. And again, Abu Ma'bad, he discovers, he says that, you know, there's something going on. He says, you know, there's something going on. There's definitely a change. So the mother says, look, oh my son, you don't tell him. You know, I'll tell him, you know, what's happened. And it said that as soon as they walk into the house, that straight away the child says, oh father, we've seen Mubarak.
Subhanallah.
Couldn't contain the excitement.
Oh father, we have seen Mubarak is what, subhanallah is what he says. And then they explain that this was in fact actually Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, the final messenger. And then he asks him, please, you know, describe this person to me. And then she begins to describe the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And she's, honestly, the way she describes him, you know, subhanallah, but she describes the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in such detail. Allah. It is so beautiful, Allahu Akbar. And the amount she describes him, you know, from every single, how thin or how, you know, perfect the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in every single manner. That his hair is neither too curly, nor is it exactly straight, but it's, you know, falls in between the blessed hairs of the beard of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That he's neither too tall, neither too short. And he explains it, and she, sorry, explains it in, you know, so much detail. And there's one thing, particular thing, she says that he is the most beautiful of people from afar.
Allah.
Ajmaluhum min ba'id. That he is the most beautiful of people from afar. Now, this is, subhanallah, really. He is the most beautiful from afar. Now, when you're to see somebody from far, you know, they look beautiful. You know, it naturally happens. But sometimes what happens, that same person, when they come close to you, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So, subhanAllah, she describes and she says, he is the most beautiful of people, ajmaluhum. Honestly, Allahu Akbar. Min ba'id, from far away. Wa ahsanuhum min qareeb. But she says that as soon as he gets closer, he becomes even more beautiful. This is how she describes Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And she's totally taken aback by the beauty of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, the full hadith is too long to be reading the full hadith. But yes, my brother, this could be your homework, inshallah, for today.
There's a beautiful waqi'ah about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He goes out of Medina and he sees these people and they are camping. And they've got this beautiful camel. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he goes up to them and he says that, how much are you selling this camel for? So they said that, we're going to sell it for so much. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says to them that, no problem, I'm going to take this camel with me. I'll come back and I'll pay you the money. So these people, they said, fair enough, no problem. So once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam leaves them, then they say to each other, what we've done? We don't even know this person, and we've allowed him to take the camel with him, and we don't even know if he's going to come back or not. And when they're talking, they hear a voice from inside that comes, that one of the women, she says that, don't worry, he's going to come back. And they say to him, do you know him? And she said that, well, I don't know him, but that face is not the face of a liar.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
And then a few minutes later, they see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam come back. Then people used to recognize him. This is why the kuffar of Makkah did not want anyone to meet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because they're just going to be in love with him and they're going to accept his religion.
This is what happened, wasn't it, about a king and the kuffar? They complained, the non-Muslims. They complained and they said, you know, there's an individual by the name of Muhammad. Yeah. He's doing such and such thing. You know, he's taking people away from the religion of our forefathers. So then that king, he says, okay, then, you know, why don't you show me this person? He says, why don't you show me this person that you're talking about, that you're complaining about? Show me him. Let me meet him. Let's see. They say, no.
we can't allow that.
They say, no, we can't allow that. But then he insists, subhanAllah. And then he goes and sees the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and after a few questions, etc., he also accepts Islam.
Allah,
another beauty of the Prophet
sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like just the narration that Hafiz al-Fakas have just mentioned, mashallah. I have there are narrations sometimes with multiple wordings as well. I have one in front of me, and where the lady that called out, and she's telling them not to criticize him. And then she describes the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She says that, "Ma ra'aytu shay'an ashbaha bil qamari laylatal badri min wajhihi." But I have never seen anything else that resembles the moon of the 14th night more than his blessed face.
Subhanallah.
You know, to a certain extent, we're limited, because it's not that this is the best sort of resemblance we found, but it is that there is nothing, we don't have anything else to compare it to. His face is way beyond that. But the best we have in the world is the moon, even though it comes nowhere near, nowhere close to it. And likewise, you know, when we speak about the blessed face of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahaba, you know, how they would observe the beauty of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in a state of anger. Now, you know, if any one of us is in a state of anger, we sometimes, you know, if we were to later on, somebody was to take a clip and show us later on, like, well, this was me making that face. So, you know, the whole sort of, even if the person's beauty is impacted when he's angry. But the Sahaba, they describe his beauty in such a beautiful way. If you have a glass tray, a transparent see-through glass tray, and then you were to sort of squeeze out pomegranate and that juice, and you know, how beautiful that would look through that glass tray. You know, how beautiful that would look. And the companions, they say, when the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was angry, it is as though somebody squeezed out pomegranate onto a glass tray.
Allah.
So look at the beauty of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even in a state of anger, his beauty only increases. So this is, you know, this is something indeed, you know, that blessed
You're making
face.
Me hungry now, Omar, but I think we're going to have to finish our show. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, unfortunately, again, as always, this is what happens, my dear Islam brothers. Time is always limited. Even in this world, time shall be limited. Alhamdulillah, you know, we are in this blessed month. Let's make the most of this blessed month. Please learn about the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about his biography, about his characteristics. Try to implement these sort of things in your life. Try to amplify and increase your love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, because Allah, la imana li man la muhabbata la. No doubt there is no complete iman without the love of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us if we have said anything wrong. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to become true lovers of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. But Islamic brothers, please continue to watch Madani channel, you know, each and every single day as much as possible. Whenever you watch TV, only watch Madani channel, you know, again, Madani channel, you know, linking back to Madinatul Munawwara. Why? Because it is love for the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara. But Islamic brothers, for now, that's all. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Miladun Nabi.